What am Kitzulam Rosh Hashanah Chutz Mishabosis in Yom Tovim means that in Shabbos and Yom Tov is a different Ashgacha. That's really what you derive from Mon. That was the limit of Mon. It's a different Ashgacha. So the person's existence on Yom HaShabbos, that kind of an existence is under a different Ashgacha. That's the idea. That's the idea of the Yom HaShabbos. So that's why Kol Mazon Osav Shel Adam Ketzuvim Rosh Hashanah means that there's one kind of Ashgacha for Kol Yemos HaShanah. That's one kind of Ashgacha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Mefarnes, but it works through the medium of the natural law. Is there Ashgacha Prati? It's also Ashgacha Klolis, but it works under a certain set of laws, depending on the person's level. But it works on a certain system. But Shabbosis and Yom Tovim work on a different system. And that's really that's why the Mon is tied to the Yom HaShabbos. Because the Yom HaShabbos is a different kind of existence. A different kind of existence. And in that existence, there's a different Ashgacha. That's if he's Mosif in law. And with regard to Shabbos and Yom Tovim, because there's a different Ashgacha. That's another idea in the Mon. But that idea is the idea that the individual receives his parnasa based upon his level of existence. So the existence of the Yom HaShabbos is a different kind of existence, a different kind of Hashgacha over there. So that doesn't come under the general Hashgacha which supplies him with his parnasa Kol Yemos HaShanah. It's a different Hashgacha. That's the idea of the Yom HaShabbos Aman. Okay, yes. What I wanted to do was the Ramban on the... I mentioned Ramban and Truma, right? Ramban and Truma. Okay, it's an interesting Ramban. In the beginning of Truma, it has to do with the Migdash. So the Ramban and Truma says like this, and actually it ties into what we were doing last week. See, Ramban says that what is the... what is the idea of the Mishkan? What is the idea of the Mishkan? So the Ramban says like this. He says, V'soda Mishkan. Ramban says, the first Ramban in Shema, V'soda Mishkan. Interesting Ramban. Hu sheyiyeh hakovod asher shochan al har Sinai shochein olav b'nista. Interesting Ramban. That the cover, in other words, the cover that was shochan al har Sinai, the kvod nivra that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, that was shochan al har Sinai, was transplanted to the Mishkan. The commotion emma vayisham vayishkon kvod Hashem al har Sinai uksiv hein eron Hashem lekenu as kvod as gadlo kain kosev the Mishkan uchvod Hashem mole yasam Mishkan vayishkib a Mishkan shnei pamin uchvod Hashem mole yasam Mishkan kineged as kvod as gadlo, which was by Marmer har Sinai. Ramban says that's why it says it twice. Vaya be Mishkan tamedim Yisrael hakavod shenira lehem bar Sinai. He says that cover that was near Bar Sinai was always in the Mishkan. Ubevo Moshe, and when Moshe Rabbeinu went into the Mishkan, Hoyo Elov HaDibur Asher Nidbar Lo Bar Sinai. Same Dibur was with him. That's why he says, that's why it was significant that the Dibur to Moshe after the Akamas on Mishkan was in the Mishkan. Ramban says, because could have been somewhere else. Why have it been in the Mishkan? Ramban says, no. Because of this principle that the Mishkan was a replication, basically, of Har Sinai. It was taking Har Sinai and giving it a permanent fixed reality. And that was in the Mishkan. U'kimo shama b'matan Torah min ha-shamayim ishmiach haskolo li-yasreko va'aloh'or etzerecho as-isho agdolo came b'mishkan, k'siv. Vayishmas akol midaber elov me'ala kaporos mibein shnei akuvim vayedaber elov. So it says again vayedaber elov. Why does the pasuk repeat? V'nichba vayedaber elov lahagid ma'ashamur b'kabbalah Shehu Yaakov bo min ha-shamayim al Moshe. Ne'ala kaparas. U'mishom midaber imo ki kol dibur im Moshe hoya min ha-shamayim b'yom. V'nishma mi-ben shnei akuvim. So it was min ha-shamayim, but it was nishma mi-ben shnei, v'yishma sakol midaber elov mi-ben shnei akuvim, but the call originated min ha-shamayim. Why, the Ramban says? Just as a replication of Sinai. Min ha-shamayim ishmiyachos kol olias reko. And then he says, v'nishma ben shnei akuvim kederach v'udvarv shamata mitoch ha-ish. And Ramban equates the ish with the kuvim. Valkein hayu shneihem zohav. I guess he means to reflect the idea of Eish. V'chein oma hakosav asher yivoyed lechem shomo ledaber elecha shom. V'nigdash bichvodi. Ki shom yiyah beis moed ledibor. V'nigdash bichvodi. He says, v'amestakel yafeh b'ksuvim hanemorim b'matan Torah. The person looks carefully at the Torah shebichsav. That is that we have with regard to Matan Torah, that the psukim, the ksuvim, he says umevin mashakasavnu b'hem. He says it understands what we wrote about them. Yovin sora mishkanu beis hamikdash. The yuchal is bonein b'mi mashama shlomo b'chachmaso b'tfiloso b'beis hamikdash adeshem melekei Yisrael k'mo shomar bar Sinai v'yiru es elekei Yisrael. Okay. The Vahosu Shem Lefarish Hashem Lein Shemazu Shem Lemalo Ki Elekei Yisrael Yoshev Akruvim Yoshev Akruvim Kimo Shomar O Kivod Elekei Yisrael Aleim No Malo Hi Achaya Shere Isi Tachas Elekei Yisrael Ben Hakva Ve Voeda Ki Kruvim Heim. Yeah. Okay. So basically, let me just And then he goes on. He quotes the psukim. Interesting. He quotes the psukim from Shlomo HaMelech. Shlomo HaMelech says, "Palu al Hashem derech ha'ir asher bacharta bo v'abayis asher banisi l'shmecha v'shamata hashamayim." Ubevir amru ki ha'omnom yeshev elekim meso odom al ha'aretz, ken HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwell with man on the ground, hine ha'shamayim v'shmei ha'shamayim lo yechal kelucha. It can't be contained by the universe, because the humakomo shel olam, vein olam makomo. Uksiv al ha'oron al ha'alos misham ha'saron olekim ha'shenikra shom shem ha'shem tzvakas yoshev ha'kruv molav. Okay, that's the Ramban, basically. Okay. That's what he says. Yes, I would like to, try to open up, perhaps somewhat, explain a little bit what the Ramban is, what the Ramban's idea is. I mean, he's very cryptic, and he directs you to a certain way of thinking. Yeah. It's interesting. From Yitzhak, we have to go back to Yitzhak Mitzrayim. From Yitzhak Mitzrayim, what do you have, really? What do you have? What are the events that you have from Yitzhak Mitzrayim, the major events, after the Nisim and Mitzrayim? Okay? In terms of the people learning and gaining Diyas Hashem and Derech Hashem, I mean, what are the major events? So the first major event is what? It's Kriyas Yamsuf. No. I said after the Makos. After the Makos were in order to bring about the Gula. But after the Makos, after Yitzhias Mitzrayim, then you have really... How many events? You have actually four events. Four events. The first event is Kriyas Yamsuf. Kriyas Yamsuf, one second. The second event is Mora. Mora, as we spoke about last week. Mora is the second event. The third event is Mon. And the fourth event? Sinai. Correct? So it's really significant. It's significant to go through the four events and to see how these four... And then the fifth event, of course, is what?
Is what?
The angel. No. I'm talking, you're talking about the events that HaKadosh Baruch Hu performed in order to perfect us, not events that happened because we didn't live properly. I mean, it's not Egel, no. The fourth event is Mishkan. The fifth event, I'm sorry, is Mishkan. So till Mishkan, you really have four prior events. Right? Okay, yeah. But before I get to that, we'll come back to this. There's one question I wanted to raise in the Ramban. There's one question that really, the Ramban that I read, so the Ramban says that the Mishkan was really a replication of what? Of Sinai. And he shows from the Ksuvim. He says, you look carefully at the Psukim and you compare them, you'll see that is implicit in the Psukim. Okay, but there's one big question that you have to... that has to be raised with regard to the Ramban. What's the question? There's one question. One group. The Ramban is saying that that's the Sodom Mishkan. Correct? That's what he says. He says that that's the Sodom Mishkan. So the question is like this. The question is, if that's the Sodom Mishkan, fine. I'm willing to accept the Ramban's pshat as the Sodom Mishkan. But there's one question. Question is, the Mishkan was made for how long? Well, how long was the Mishkan made for? What was the purpose of the Mishkan? Was it made for one door? Was it made for two doors? I mean, Vasili Mikdash Shachanti Besocham was really l'olam void, right? Was it permanent? The intention. I mean, it was the fault of Klal Yisrael that it didn't happen that way, but the The Mishkan was Va'asuli Migdash V'Shachanti Besocham was a permanent structure. It wasn't just meant. It later became Migdash, but it was a permanent idea. I mean, that's why we today are missing essential component to our existence, which is Migdash. Okay. So my question is, all the Ramban's psukim are very nice, with Moshe Rabbeinu and Vayishmasa Kol Midaber Elov and all the psukim, and it's a replication of Midbein Akruvim. But there's one problem. That never happened again after Moshe Rabbeinu. Because V'lo Kom B'Yisrael K'Moshe Od, Ashi Yadol Lekim Ponim O'Ponim. So Vayishmasa Kol Midaber Elov was only Moshe Rabbeinu. So how could the Ramban say that the Migdash is a replication of Sinai and that's the whole Sodom Mishkan? If the Sodom Mishkan is not going to last very long, I mean, it's only going to be the Abom Shana, and that's it. But the Mishkan really goes on beyond Moshe Rabbeinu. It's a permanent institution. So how could the Ramban say that that's the Sodom Mishkan? I mean, and that's why I think people miss the idea of the Ramban, because it doesn't seem that way. It seems that while the Mishkan was there, so Vayishmas Hakol Midaber Elov, but that was only a one-time thing. That was only for Moshe Rabbeinu. That's a question. We'll come back to that question. But let's go back. That's really the difficulty in the Ramban, in the Ramban Sod. That's the difficulty in the Ramban Sod. But we'll come back to that. But let's go backtrack to what we were just saying before. That basically, there are four different events before Mishkan. Okay? All right. Let's take the first event. First event is Kriyas Yamsuf. Okay. So what is Kriyas Yamsuf? Kriyas Yamsuf is interesting. Which pasuk really, in terms of the effect on Klal Yisrael of Kriyas Yamsuf, the objective of Kriyas Yamsuf that was realized in the people, which pasuk in the Shira actually spells that out? No. No. Zekeli Vanveil. Zekeli Vanveil is the pasuk that really signifies the effect in other words, the objective that was realized in the Ummah is expressed in one pasuk. Zekeli Vanveil. Zekeli Vanveil, that's why Chazal say, what do Chazal say? Zekeli Vanveil means that that's when they came to the recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashid Hashem ki go means, as we said, go means that you can't describe it. It's go, it's impossible to describe. The only thing we could say is sus v'roch v'romo ayam. We can see the actions, the maisei Hashem. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is go, impossible to describe. Zekeli Vanveil, like Keovi Varomameno. Zekeli Vanveil was when they saw Zekeli Vanveil, like Keovi Varomameno. There's an interesting, a very interesting chazal. I think it's an important one to discuss. The one he brings it down. If you want to look at it, he brings down most of the cases. The Torah Tmila mentions them in Parshas Toldos. I'll tell you where. The pasuk says, but it's a yesod. It's Yisod, but he, if you want to take a look through it, he brings down most of them. But says like this, the Pasuk says, by Toldos, Pasuk says, yeah. The Pasuk says that, Yechazal say, that he was Kofar Be'ikah, that Esau was Kofar Be'ikah, in the beginning of Toldos. So it says, Vayivez Esau, V'lama Zoli B'chara. So Chazal say the Gemara is in Bava Basra. So like this, Kofar Beikah, that Esav Arusha was Kofar Beikah. Ksiv Hacha V'Lama Zeli, V'Lama Zeli Bechora, Uksiv Hasam Zekeli Vanveil, V'Shotes Abchora. The Ksiv Vayivez Esav Asabchora. So that's the Chazal in Bava Basra. So the Torah Tmima gives the interpretation. He says, where did Chazal get this from? So he says, Nira the Dorish Yitu Hamilo Zeh. Because it says, V'loma Zeh Li Bechara. Why didn't he say, why did he say Zeh? Why didn't he say V'loma Li Bechara? So he says, he brings down the klal. Uba'alma Mavur, he says, in general, it's clear, the Ha'ara B'loshin Zeh, Mora Al Ha'ara Be'etzba Al Oso Dava. Always is like pointing with the finger. Chazal always says that. Ukimo betainis lamar aleph. Okay, and he quotes the Chazal. Kadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev began Eden b'socha tzadikim v'chol echad mar olav be'etzba. Shenema v'omah b'yom ahu hine elakenu ze. Ubesote yir aleph v'zekele maveu omru shekol echad al ayom hikiru kaveyochol haKadosh Baruch Hu v'omru zekele maveu. It's an interesting thing. Ubeminachas Chavtes, yeah, Shlosha Dvar Mayakashat Siyurim LeMoshe. There were three things Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't get the exact structure in his mind, in his imagination, in the part of his mind that captures the physical structure of the thing. So it says Mayakashat LeMoshe Acheheru Osom Alo Akash Baruch Hu Be'etzba. Okay. The Yalav Shem, the Chesed Bozom, I wash in Zeh. Okay. And many things. Ovel Kovet Zeh Lemitzrayim. Malamed Shehero Be'etzpa Larono Shel Yaakov. Ovel Kovet Zeh was Mara Be'etzpa. Uvim Mechilt Bavor Zeh Osad Hashem Li. So what does he say by the Seder? Bavor Zeh Lo Amati. Hello? You derive halacha from it too. Bavur zeh. So you see that the mitzvahs must be in front of you. And in general, I mean, there's many, many cases. For instance, he doesn't mention this case, but in the Megillah, it says by Haman of Russia. So it says v'chol zeh neshovali. So the Gemara says in Megillah, the Gemara says malamed shekol ginozov shel osa Russia hayu chakukin belibo. That all his riches, his ideas were believable, and he said, "A whole zeh in a shovel." So it was like Marabet. So what is this? Of course, I mean, this presents a tremendous difficulty. It's okay if you say v'chayev b'shoshi is masam marm l'nachum v'necha, but how do you say zekeli v'aveil? So that's kvira. So it's interesting. Rashi says on the pasuk of zekeli v'aveil. So Rashi says. Rasha Zekeli Bikvodo Niglolayem Voyamarin Oso Beetzba. Okay, same result. And Rashi adds, Ro so Shifcha Layo Mashalo Ro Anavim. Okay. What it means, like I want to explain. See, in the Shira, you see, the whole Yisod of Yahadus. Is the whole yisod of Yahadus is really how a person can never really know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is, he's a one besesa, and man can never really have an apprehension of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you understand the way knowledge works, you understand that why that's impossible. How human knowledge works, if you have a comprehension of how human knowledge works, you understand why it's virtually impossible, logically impossible. So what can a person know? See, a person can only know the midos HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He only knows him through midos. That's why Hashem ish milchama, Hashem shema. It means to say that al hayom nira lahem ki ish milchama, and in Sinai ki zakein. So it means to say, and that's the whole Anam's Miros, that the whole Anam's Miros is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to man in different forms. What does it mean? It means we can only apprehend the form. We can only apprehend the Midah. And that's really Ashir Lad Hashem Ki Go. That is beyond any kind of description. Go. But what do we know? Masay Hashem. Sus v'roch v'rama v'yom. That's why by Miriam it only mentions the first pasuk, because that's really the whole idea of Shira. The whole idea of Shira is encapsulated in that one pasuk. Ashir Lad Hashem, go. Sus v'roch v'rama v'yom. Of course, Miriam Chazal say saying more. But the pasuk just gives the first pasuk, because that's the central idea. So Hashem ish mochama means that they recognize, you see, whenever it says Zeh, it means there's an apprehension on the part of man of that thing. That's what Zeh means. So Zeh doesn't mean the thing is physical. I'll give you an example, because it says by Haman, it says that Malamed Shekol Genoz V'chokukim Bolibo. And V'chol Zeh in Yisholi. Zeh means an apprehension. Sometimes it's a physical thing. If it's a physical apprehension, so then it relates to that. But Zen means an apprehension, and that's why, for instance, Kizel Ish Moshe Asher Tzisonim Etan Leidanam Hela. So it says they imagined that they saw the clouds appear to them like they had like a dmus of Aron Oshel Moshe. You see, it means they had that apprehension. Doesn't necessarily mean the apprehension is good or bad. Sometimes it's an evil thing, like by Haman, the whole Zayn of Shavuot is evil. But it means it's a reflection on the perceiver, you see. Zeh means the perceiver has apprehend something. Depends what it is. It could be anything. It could be, like I said, it could be a great idea. It could be something which is a complete distorted personality, the whole Zander Shovel. But that's the idea that Chazal says. Zem means the person apprehends something. So Zek Keli Van Veyu, that's why Rashi immediately adds. Says Hoyumarim Kvodo means that there was a Kvod Nivra. There was something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, that they were Marim Be'etzba, and then Rashi immediately says, Masharor, he calls it Masharor Shifcha Layom, Lo ro neviim, you see, what, and that was the zeh. So what is the zeh al hayom? The zeh al hayom was the recognition of the fact that they can apprehend the Maise Hashem, the Midos HaKadosh. They can apprehend only the Midos, you see. So what the, when Chazal say, but there's something more also, that's the Shira, really. The Shira is a Shira of Hashem, ki go, go, sus harochva. I can only, I am limited, and I can only apprehend that Hashem ish mochama. But that's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the way he appears, nira ki ish mochama. Because I as a human being, know that there's no way I can apprehend Kod Hashem. Harenos Kodecho, even from Moshe Rabbeinu, is not possible. But that is the apprehension, you see? The apprehension that the individual can only perceive Midos HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the essence of the Shira. Is the essence of the Shira. But, what is the Shira really? What is the Shira? The Shira is, what is the idea of the Shira? The idea of the Shira is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of all his galus. That's what it means. Masha ro shifcha layom lo ro yecheskel ben buzim yom lo ro nevim. It means to say that on the yom there was a midas his galus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which every individual was, because of the profundity of his galus, even a shifcha was able to recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of his galus for the Adam, which means that everything we see is really his galus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's his galus. Everything, whether the Chachmas HaTeva and the entire universe is his galus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Midas is galus. That really is the essence of the Shira. So the Shira, the idea of the Shira, Zekeli Vanveyo, that's what Chazal says, Zekeli Vanveyo is really, as I said before, that's the essence of the Shira. Means that apprehension was clear to everyone that everything that an individual experiences in so far as his knowledge and his understanding is in so far as the Bria and the Ashgacha is concerned is only Midas Hiskaluso. Only Midas Hiskaluso. He is the source, and he's Leirani Adam Machoi, but everything that we see is traced back to that source. Hu Mekomo Shel Olam. That's really the idea that they saw. That was Yom Sof. That was really the idea of Yom Sof. That's what Yom Sof accomplished. Zekeli Vaveil. So that's the most basic idea in Yahadus, that everything that a person sees is midas, it is great, but it is a limitation. Whatever we see is only our, we only have the ability to recognize midas hisgalus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and nothing more. You see, that's really the idea of the Shira. Ashur Hashem ki go go. And that everything that we see is midas hisgalus. That was the first limud. That was the limud of Yom Sof, of Kriyas Yom Sof. What was the second one? The second was Mara. What was the limud of Mara? The limud of Mara we mentioned last week. The limud of Mara is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu So first, the first limud was HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the source of his galus. Everything we see is midas is galuso shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's midas is galuso. That is the first. The second limud is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of the whole system of Yahadus. Shabbos is the, as we mentioned, is Shom Som Lachoku Mishpat V'Shom Yisrael. Chok is the limud, is the halachas in which we recognize, again, which we recognize, I mentioned many times, the idea of chokas, we recognize the fact that you can't be, a person cannot be yored lesoch daito shel Torah. Can't. And that's why you don't attach any reasons to a chok. You give reasons philosophically, you can never attach it intrinsically. Mishpat is different. Mishpat, you have reasons. But, and the mitzvah is to know the reasons of Mishpat, to understand the Mishpat. And Shabbos, is the essential institution, the ultimate metaphysical halachic institution, is the Yom HaShabbos. So Mara is HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Malamed, as the source. HaMalamed Torah Lamed, the Malamed HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of Limud that was learnt in Mara. Mara taught the idea that the source of Limud is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it was a different kind of Iskalos, different kind. And you see, Chazal, so why does it say in the Pasuk? Interesting thing. Why is it in the pasuk? It sounds like it says in the end of Moro, the pasuk says that the it says Kani Hashem Refecho, correct? Yeah, I'm sure. Vayom Hashemat Shem Rakhon Shalom Lakecha Vayashu Ben Avtaseh Vaaznanto Lemitzvosu Vashmata Kol Chukov. Is kol amachlo shesanti mitzrayim lo osim alecha ki ani er Hashem refecha, ani er Hashem refecha. So it sounds like it's taking away from this idea. In other words, ani er Hashem refecha. But you see, Chazal say on the spot. What does Chazal say? Ani er Hashem refecha. So Gemara says in Brachas, melamed shekol lo osik b'Torah yisurim b'delin hayna. Person that learns Torah, yisurim go away from it. So why? Because the parsha, Chazal understood the parsha that Shom Som Lo Chokum Mishpat V'Shom Niso means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Mara appeared as the source of Limud and Torah and the true philosophy and the true ideas, you see. So that's why. So what does it say? Kenei Hashem Fecha. What does that have to do with it? That's what Chazal say. Malame, it teaches you that kolosik b'tari yisurim b'delin amenu. You see, because the Chazal understood the parsha, that the parsha, the essence of the parsha, is a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his midas is galus b'tur malameid. You see, that was Mara. The next thing you had is Mon. Okay, Mon is, as we mentioned, HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the source of Parnasa, the Mefarnes. Zonas Olam Kulo B'Tuvo. Nosin Lechem L'Chol Basa. So that was really Mon. Mon means that the people had to know that their very existence is totally on the Meshaleach, on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not on the Shulchan. Like we mentioned last week. That was the third idea that they had to learn. Third idea. Three ideas. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but insofar as everything we see is Midas is Galuso. Second, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the source of all Limud. And third, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the source of a person's very existence, his primary existence, is constantly totally by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No sin lechem l'chavasa. Those three ideas. So the question is, what did Sinai add? What was the idea of Sinai? You have three ideas. Basically, it would seem that these three ideas really take in everything. I mean, Chochmah, everything we see is Chochmas Hashem, is Midas, is Galuso, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Malamei Torah, and also the individual must never forget that his very existence in a primary level is constantly because Nosin Lechem L'Chol Basa. It seems the picture's complete. When you have those three, it would seem the picture's complete. Because the first two are insofar as Midas is Galus HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Bnei Adam. First, in his infinite Chochmah in the universe. And secondly, through Torah, through his Torah, and through his metaphysics. So those are the two insofar as the scholars of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and insofar as the perfection of the Adam, so that's the mon where the person has to recognize every moment his existence is Nosin Lechem L'Chol Basa, is the source of his security, of his parnasa. Parnasa means not just the physical, but his psychological security. Everything. So that idea permeates all of Tilim, all of it's the Yesod and the whole system of the Yadis. So it seemed that the picture's complete. Picture's complete. So what does Sinai really add? So what does the Pasuk say? You have to take a look at the Pesukim, like the Ramban say. And it says, what does Ramban say? And the Ramban says, take a look at the Pesukim. Which Pasuk really is the Pasuk that introduces Sinai? Aside from the fact that Sinai was necessary, you have to understand, when Chazal say, Kepatish Yefotze Tzela, it doesn't mean just that every Pasuk has many, many, because it's infinite Chachmas Hashem, so every Pasuk has many, many ideas, many ideas. You can't have two Pesukim with one idea. One Pasuk, on the contrary, has many ideas. But that's not just insofar as Pesukim is concerned, that's in Maaseh Hashem in general. Maaseh Hashem. Maaseh Hashem is infinite Chachma. So one Maaseh Hashem has many, many ideas flow from the one Maaseh. So Sinai was necessary, of course, in order to establish, like the Rambam says, that there shouldn't be, that the person shouldn't have any hue or any doubt about the Amitas HaTorah. That it should be clear. So this is the only os that establishes Torah and satisfies the human mind insofar as the veracity of Torah is concerned. That's correct. But let's take a look. The Ramban says you should look at the Pesukim. So in the Pesukim there's something else here. Beyond the practical, there's another idea. What does the Pasuk say? Kadosh Baruch Hu said before Sinai, Yevatam Tiyulim Amlachas Kain V'Gai Kadosh, that was the purpose. But then it says, Vayam Hashem Moshe, Hine Yanochi Boy Lecho Ba'av Ha'onan Ba'avur Yishma Ha'on B'dabri Imach V'gam B'cho Yaminu La'olam V'yaged Moshe Es Divrei Omel Ad Hashem. So the Pasuk says something different. What does the Pasuk say? L'man yishma'on b'dabrim. And the Rambam mentions this. The Rambam mentions in the where he brings down the beginning in Perek Ches. So he mentions the Maimed HaSinai and the significance of Maimed HaSinai. And he mentions, he says, yeah. And he says, Ubameh minu bo b'maimer asina she'enenu roh v'lo zor v'oznenu shomu v'lo acher ho'eish v'akolos l'apidim l'hu nigash shol ha'rafa v'akol medaber elov v'onu shomim Moshe Moshe leich emolahem kach v'kach. That's the pasuk, correct? Man yishmon b'daber inoch v'gam b'chay minu lo. So the Rambam makes a point there. The question, of course, is, when you read the Rambam, the question you think of is, why did it have to be that way? Why did it have to be that way? Why did they have to hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, Moshe, Moshe, Lechem Olehem Kach V'Kach? But that's the Pasuk. L'man Yishmon B'dabri Yimach. So Maimed HaSinai had another idea, not just the idea. If it were just that the Am should know, so why does it have to be that they hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu? You could just hear the Yaseres HaDibros, the Pi HaGvura. That's it. That answers any type of questions. I mean, that's it. That's the raya, and you don't need anything more. So why was it necessary l'man yishma'on b'dabri imach? So apparently there was another idea that was significant. And that is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is medaber im min ha'anushis. That the Minu Anushis, the species of man, is such that there can be an individual who reaches, if he really reaches the limit of the species, if he reaches the limit of the perfection possible in Adam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is medaber elav. L'man yishmu ha'om bedabri imach v'gam b'choy amin olam is... The purpose is they had to hear Moshe Moshe Lech Emolem Kach V'Kach, because there was another idea. It wasn't just to demonstrate the veracity of Torah. Then that you'd only need, all you need for that would be simply to hear the Kolos and the Barkim and the Aseres HaDibros and the Mitzvahs Mipi HaGvura. That's it. The dvarim in piyadvor, the piyadvor. Not because it's not mitzvah. It's broken down to aseres advar. But all you'd have to hear is the whether it was 2, 10, whatever. I mean, but all you have to hear is the dibor mit pi advar, and that's it. So what? So leman yishmu ha'om bedabri imach. You see, the gam b'chayamin alolam. Yeah, that's correct. The gam b'chayamin alolam is true. The gam b'chayamin alolam means they'll know that I entrust you. I entrusted you, but there's something more, because the leman yishmu on the dabri imach is another, conveys another idea. And that's what I'm trying to say, is that you, that the maisei Hashem don't necessarily reflect one idea. Just like a pasuk doesn't reflect one idea, the same thing is true in maasei Hashem. Leman yishmu on bedabri imach. You see the pasuk. The gam b'chayamin alolam. It splits it into two. I mean, the gam b'chayamin alolam. The gam b'chayamin alolam. It's not leman yishmu ha'om bedabri imach v'yaminu b'chayamin. It is two things. One thing is it was necessary to prove the veracity of Torah. That's one. But it was also to demonstrate that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is medaber im ha'adam, who reaches the highest level of shleimus. How do you know this is true? I mean, we could ask him something. How do you know this is true? What? No, not the Mishkan. No. No, not the Mishkan. How do you know it's true? How do you know it's so? You have to have a riot. What's the riot? It's one of your Gimli Khan? One of your Gimli Khan? That's an ikar in the dos. That Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu is pale peh. So why is that an ikar in the dos? So you see that leman yishmu ha'om bedabri imach isn't only a practical idea, but it's an idea that people should know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is medaber im ha'odom if the odom reaches a certain level. You see, that's what the Ramban means. That's what the Ramban means when he says that the Mishkan really is a replication of Har Sinai, and Vayishma Sakol Midaber Elov Mibein Shnei Akruvim. Me'alak a person Mibein Shnei Akruvim Vayidaber Elov. It means to say that the Mishkan was a permanent representation of the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is medaber Moshe. You saw it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is medaber Moshe. And Vayishma Sakol medaber Elov, it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is medaber im ha'odom if Odom reaches, it's a universal concept, if Odom reaches a certain level that he can have, he's entitled to a certain level of nevuah, panim el panim. That's a yesod nedos. Even though we are not on that level, and we won't be, v'lo kom b'yisro k'moshe'ol, asher yedod Hashem panim el panim, but it's a yesod nedos to know what the minho anushis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created is capable of. And through whom was that represented? From Moshe Rabbeinu. So really, so where is this idea transmitted? Where is this idea transmitted? Through Mishkan. Even though it only took place for a small amount of time, relatively a small amount of time, only during the lifetime of Moshe Rabbeinu, but it was that idea was a permanent component of the Mishkan. That the Mibein Shnei Akruvim, there was the Dibur Hashem on Moshe. It happened only once, but it was something that was permanent. Just like the Mon. I mean, the Mon happened once, but the Mon is something which is permanent. And that is the same thing is true with regard to with regard to the Mishkan. That's the answer to the question on Ramban. Ramban says it's a replication of Maamar HaSinai, because of this idea. This idea is permanently established in the Mishkan. And it's an interesting thing. But you see that this idea is expressed in another way as well. Why, when Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Torah to the Levim, so it was before he was Nifta. Right? But you see, it's in Machlekes, and Machlekes is the last eight psukim. Who wrote the last eight psukim? Why didn't the Torah end before the last eight psukim? Because every aspect of Moshe Rabbeinu's life had to be a part of Chamisha Chamshi Torah, including his Petira and his Kvura. Because he represented, and that's the end of the last psukim, the law. What does it mean? It means to say that every aspect of his life had to be a part of Chamisha Chumshi Torah. So he couldn't write the last eight psukim. So it's machlokes. Some say he wrote Bedema. Some say that Yeshua Ben Nun wrote it. But it has Kedushas Chamisha Chumshi Torah because the idea that there was such an individual, but the idea that an individual, that there was a human being that was Yedoy Al Hashem Panim Al Panim, is a Yesod Nadas. That was added in Maamar HaSinai, and that's what the Ramban says was firmly established in the Mishkan, and the Mishkan was always a vehicle of this concept. Okay. Yeah, that's a good question. Why is it? What does that have to do with Mishkan? The answer is because we're also in Middosh v'Shachanti b'Socham. So the Ashrah Shechina is not possible unless a person knows what his relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is capable of. So if he doesn't have the idea, if he doesn't have that idea of that it's possible for the Minu Anushis to reach. If he doesn't have that idea of that it's possible for the Minu Anushis to reach that level, if he doesn't have that level in his mind, then Ashrah Shechina is not possible. Ashrah Shechina is only possible through the idea. That is Ashrah Shechina is through the ability of man to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why, by the way, that's why the Ramban says, the Ramban quotes, see, I just want to mention, Ramban quotes in the end, I want to get back to it. Ramban quotes, he quotes from Shlomo HaMelech, where he says Hayeshe Velokim Es Ha'odom Al Ha'aretz. What? It's nonsense. What does it mean? He says Hine Hashemayim Hashemay Hashemayim Lo Yechal Kalucha. Right? What does he mean to say? What he's telling you is that Ashrah Shechina is not a change in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a change in man, in Odom. That's what brings about Ashrah Shechina. And a change in Odom, in order to have the change in Odom, and a person must know what Odom is capable of, you see. And that's why Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu is the Yesod Nadas. If you don't have that Yesod, then there's no way to know how to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the model for the individual to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's Ashrah Shechina. And that's what Ramban quotes in the end. Ramban quotes the pasuk from Shlomo HaMelech. Hayeshe Velokimis Adam. What does that have to do with it? What is Ramban mentioning this for? Hayeshe, but that's what he said, that's what Shlomo HaMelech was saying. Hayeshe Velokimis Adam Alaretz is nonsensical, it doesn't make any sense. But Hashemayim 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 Lo Yechal Kalucha. But what is the idea? The idea is this Ashrah Shechina, when man avails himself of the perfection that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows him and gives to him. And that is through the idea of what the Shleimus Adam is. And that was one person, was Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay. Yeah. Now, I mean, of course, it means to say that an individual cannot partake of perfection unless he has the model of what the perfection is. That model is from Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what the Rambam mentions in Matthew. You know what I'm saying? That if every individual, that's why the Rav one time said, he says that a person, people say that a person will be, God's going to judge a person insofar as what he should have been. See, the Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam says that every person can be like Moshe Rabbeinu. So you see that that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done a person, not in terms of what he could be, but in terms of in the framework of Moshe Rabbeinu. But that's what it means. It means because Moshe Rabbeinu is the framework of the Shleimus HaAdam. And insofar as a person is capable of participating in that framework and he doesn't, then he's chaser. Okay.